news. Multiple people are injured after a shooting during the Mardi Gras in the country parade in Clinton, Louisiana. Local media report at least three people were shot, with as many as six injured. President Trump says he made the right choice by deciding to nominate Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve.
He's very smart, very good, strong, young, pretty young, and I think he's going to do good. I mean, he was the central casting guy that people wanted.
He once supported higher interest rates to fight inflation, but more recently has backed lower rates. Warsh will have to be confirmed by the Senate. It's safe to say he won't be getting any yay from the Senate Banking Committee's top Democrat, Elizabeth Warren.
Kevin Warsh has already stood up in public as part of his tryout for attracting Donald Trump's attention and just claimed that up is down, in is out, black is white, he doesn't care.
Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's tax cut package passed by Congress last year is going to be a big boost for everyday Americans.
The vast majority of the tax cut went to the middle class, not rich people. I mean, and so I'm writing column now. What tax cut for the rich are they talking about? The average family is going to save about $2,000 or $3,000 this year on their taxes thanks to the big, beautiful bill.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Power outages stretching into a second week are fueling frustration across the South, especially in Nashville. As criticism of recovery efforts grows, the Carolinas and Virginia are preparing for a major winter storm. The National Weather Service says Arctic air will send temperatures plunging into the teens. This is SRN News. Americans consider moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes, 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will be no longer CELO Gay Youth Services, which had been the press 3 option for 988 callers in order to prioritize serving all help seekers. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights probe into the killing of Alex Preti, who was shot by Border Patrol officers in Minneapolis.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened.
In a Fox interview Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem seemed to distance herself from statements she made shortly after the shooting, claiming Preti had brandished a handgun and had aggressively approached officers. Multiple videos of the shooting contradict that claim, showing Preti was only holding his mobile phone in his hand as officers tackled him to the ground, with one removing a handgun from the back of Preti's pants as another officer began firing shots into his back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Luigi Mangione will not face the death penalty if convicted of killing UnitedHealthcare Chief Executive Brian Thompson. More details, SRNNews.com.